Religion's greatest trick wasn't convincing some people that there was a God. It was all powerful. It was convincing everyone else that you couldn't ridicule the idea. I think there'd be more atheists and less faithful if you weren't allowed to teach anything, if you weren't allowed to mention any gods or any beliefs or atheism, right, until they were 20. I think we see a different pattern. The human brain, when it's young, is a sponge. It has to be. It has to take all the information out to trust it. And so they often want to hold on to that, right? But only because of the way they've been conditioned. We know it's fun to tell children there's a Santa Claus and there's fairies at the bottom of the garden. All these cute things. It's cute till they're 7 or 8. If they're 34, it's a bit embarrassing socially. If you're born in India, you're probably a Hindu. You're born in America, you're probably a Christian. Born in Pakistan, you're probably a Muslim. That's a coincidence, isn't it? That you're always born into the right God. Always. Isn't that lucky? I'm born into the right God. All those others are going to hell. But I was born into the right God. It's strange that we hold on to these sort of medieval beliefs. I think it's very important you challenge your own beliefs. I mean, that's what science does, really. It doesn't constantly try and prove itself right. It follows the evidence, whatever that is. In fact, it tries to prove itself wrong. It doesn't solve. When science thinks something and then it discovers it was right, it doesn't solve because it found that out too. This is the question I often get, that people say, well, you're an atheist, you know, you're closed-minded. No, I'm not. You know, that's a strange thing to say. I think the opposite is true. I'm going to always follow the evidence, whatever that is. And they said things like, if someone proved to you God existed, would you believe? Well, of course I would, by definition. In fact, it would be the greatest scientific discovery of all time. Scientists would celebrate. They'd run round. At the moment, we have no evidence for the existence of any God or anything supernatural. Never have, possibly never will. But who knows? We get asked questions like, what do you think it feels like? And I would say, what did it feel like for the millions of years before you were born? Like that. And there's also this